name is Mayer, M-A-I-R. First name is Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 5/23/1930. Business Mayer is a represent 82-year-old white female who is known to me for secretive taste at 3 to 4 a period. She also has hypertension, anemia, also CKD, left leg DVT status post IVC filter placement, gastric ulcer bleeding in the past, hypothyroidism and osteoarthritis with chronic NSAID therapy period. She's here today on an unscheduled visit because of back pain and problems with hypotension and orthostasis at period. She said the back pain subsided and also had an episode of severe hypotension, almost syncopal episode, while she was having dinner in a local restaurant. Period. She described that she was finished eating and then all of a sudden everything became blurred and almost dark, and she just bent over the dinner table. Period. Apparently recovered real quick after that episode. Period. She's off the metolazone. But I mean, she's off Lasix at this time. And when she had the near syncopal episode, the Atenolol was stopped, period, but she's back on it right now because blood pressure is higher. Pure, no more symptomatology. Period. Denied chest pains, no shortness of breath, period, no zero frequency, occasional nocturia. Edema lower extremities, period, edema lower extremities have cleared, period. Assessment plans, number one, hypotension, period, the patient's blood pressure now in the office is 130/61. Period. The patient may have been over-diuresed at the time. They agree with discontinued diuretics. Period. Continue to monitor, but return to the clinic in March as scheduled. Next, CKD stage 4, period, current serum creatinine is 2.48, estimated EGFR 18.6 mL per minute, period, unknown baseline, period, patient may have chronic NSAID nephropathy and aggravated by the GI bleed and by aggravated because of and aggravated by an episode of acute tubular necrosis secondary to severe GI loss of blood due to the GI bleed, period. Patient creatinine at 2.48 has been stable over the last 5 months, period. This may be her new baseline, period. Again, discuss the possibility of renal replacement therapy with the patient, and she said that if it needs to be done, she will go for it, period. She has electrolytes that are within normal limits so far. She's urinating well. Period. I'm going to follow her up in a month. Pardon me, as a schedule in March. Period. Continue to work NSAIDs COX-2 inhibitors. Period. Next, anemia. Period. Likely secondary to chronic kidney disease. Period. Current hemoglobin is 10. Hematocrit 31. Period. Goal. No changes. Next, proteinuria, period. Current urine protein to creatinine ratio is 316, period. On clear etiology is time, period. On the differential, chronic NSAID therapy, chronic NSAID nephropathy with chronic interstitial nephritis is high in the differential, period. Also membrane nephropathy with FSGS as well, period. Continue to monitor, period. Next, left leg DVT period, transposed IVC filter, due to the fact that the patient has episode of gastric bleeding gastric ulcers in the past and cannot use Coumadin period. Next, the etiology of the DVT is unclear, and she did not want to pursue a workup period. Next, hypothyroidism period, continuous supplements, check THS level period. Next, osteoarthritis period, continue to be of NSAIDs and COX-2 inhibitors period, continue tramadol. Thank you very much for the dictation. Please send a copy of this to Dr. Poloski, PALOSKY. Thank you.